This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
June the 12th, bingo! You have found the most unusual radio program. We have highs and lows, we have good and bad, good guys, bad guys, ups. Yeah, you know how it works in life. This is life on the DJV program. The life of Jennifer Horn under scrutiny sometimes, as is the life of Victoria Horn, I was about to say.
We got married.
Oh, very sweet. Okay, Victoria Keelan, a.k.a. Victoria Horn. We could all be. I could be Doug Horn, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Horn, Kara Horn.
Sure, let's move to Utah. We'll do it.
All right. We're on our way. Burger King customers in England surprised when a Hearst pulled into the restaurant's drive-thru window. Driver ordered a double bacon cheeseburger, which was then placed on top of the coffin in the back of the vehicle. Leonard Durkin died at the age of 71 after a long history of heart problems. Before he passed, he told his son, when the time came for his demise, he would like his favorite meal to be placed on top of his coffin. So Peter, his son, said, Dad, he had a brilliant idea. He had a great sense of humor. Before he died, he said, I want to do this. He'd be having a good laugh about this from up there. Every time we went to a Burger King, he'd get a double bacon cheeseburger. So that was the one we got for him on the day of his funeral. After stopping at the restaurant, Durkin's body was driven to a nearby crematorium where his friends and family had gathered. After the funeral, Durkin's body was placed in the incinerator while Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire played. The funeral director said, I can't say anyone has ever requested to go through a drive-thru on the way to the service. It was a first for me. We told the person serving us the burger it was for the man in the back, but I think the joke was lost on him. So that's another way of, I guess, going out with, hey, listen, probably that's the way that having all those bacon cheeseburgers probably is the reason he had heart disease in the first place.
Probably.
Wow. All right, on another note here, the quickies, John Stewart is someone that I always had great respect for, frankly. I remember spending time in his studio one day. I did this program, or the forerunner to it, the Good Day Show, from his studio in New York. He came in early one day, spent the day as a co-host, he and Black. And it was really...
Lewis Black, you mean? Because no one knows who just Black is.
Oh, I'm sorry. People familiar with the show would have known, but those who weren't, maybe you know Lewis Black. Anyway, so he was on Capitol Hill yesterday. And he really went after legislators who, in his way of overviewing it, have failed completely to show up to a House Judiciary Committee hearing on reauthorizing the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund, which is set to be drastically reduced, if you haven't heard about this. It's been a discussion for a couple of months, even though the number of claims has gone up. He said, well, you've got some audio from the hearing there, Kara. Let's listen to what he had to say.
This hearing should be flipped. These men and women should be up on that stage, and Congress should be down here answering their questions.
Yeah. He said behind me is room filled.
That we had more audio than that.
What you sent me was actually a news report. But the thing that I found most interesting, if anybody watched it, it's 9 minutes long, so it's a long thing. But the very end, it's kind of, you know what he's going to say, but I think the thing that hits you hardest is when he says, these people did their job 18 years later, you need to do yours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it was so emotional. All the people stood up and gave him a standing ovation at the end. And it's just, it's so true. What is Congress doing?
Well, this is a
what is
perfect
the House Judiciary Committee doing? We know what they're doing. They're the ones that are having John Dean in, and they're doing all kinds of
kind of
showy political junk,
wasting
and they're not
time.
Showing up.
Yeah,
although,
right.
in their defense, the reason they said they didn't show up is because they knew that this would have bipartisan support and that they were going to vote for this anyway, so they felt like they didn't need to come to the hearing. I think that's a bit disrespectful, but that was the story
a
they
bit?
Gave. Yeah.
These people are so full of crap. It really is. This is more than outrageous. More of the same old stuff. The analysis paralysis that goes on with things like this. Stewart hit the nail on the head, as he usually did when he was on television and his standard. Whatever he is there, he's very frank. He's so smart. He gets the point across. Sometimes people don't even get what the point is. Here, he was blunt and needed to be blunt. What are we stand for as a country when we can't even come to the table, and they can give all of the stupid, idiotic, we're being practically unserved by the political paralysis that has captured our country, not only there, but in state houses, in communities. We have become politically paralyzed because of the disrespectful way that both sides are treating each other, and this is a perfect example of what is going on. The country is melting, and there's no excuse for it. There isn't. There's no excuse.
Thank God John Stewart was there using his celebrity, because he knows cameras are going to be there if he's there. And can you imagine if he wasn't there? We would not be talking about this, because we wouldn't have known that it even happened.
Nope.
That people showed up and that Congress, you know, that there were so many empty seats to hear them. It's very frustrating that you have to go to such great lengths to get real stories told. It's all these crazy headlines about what Trump tweets. Who cares about what he's tweeting? These are people's real lives on the line. And being from New York, we have so many friends and family who are sick currently and have been for a long time because of 9/11. Whether they were first responders or they were people who lived downtown, we have friends who are just a few years older than us who had just moved into like their first apartment downtown and have lung problems now because of it.
One of the things that I think is part of this, Victoria, this is an example of a very good example, actually, of how people forget quickly what reality is. This is only, this happened in September 11th, and the fact that we have distanced ourselves even after what amounts to just a few years, and he uses the word metaphor. It is a metaphor for how easily distracted we are by nonsense. Here's a little bit more from the hearing.
Why this bill isn't unanimous consent and a standalone issue is beyond my comprehension. And I have yet to hear a reasonable explanation for why. It'll get stuck in some transportation bill or some appropriations bill and get sent over to the Senate, where a certain someone from the Senate will use it as a political football to get themselves maybe another new import tax on petroleum. Because that's what happened to us in 2015. And we won't allow it to happen again. Thank God for people like John Thiel. Thank God for people like Ray Pfeiffer. Thank God for all of these people who will not let it happen.
Yeah. All right. I think we made our point. Well, maybe we have made our point. We keep hammering away at it here and there as we have.
But this is good that it actually got some attention. I think it's actually a positive thing, because maybe people will start paying attention and demanding more from their elected officials. It's important that this stuff gets a spotlight.
In my opinion, giving Congress the shame that it deserves in this circumstance, the health care bill, is very much deserved. I was taken back by how old he looks, though. Frankly, he seems to have aged and isn't aging.
I know. I didn't really recognize him at first when I just saw the pictures, and then
it makes me wonder if he used to color his hair, because he just let it go all gray.
Yeah, might have. I don't know anybody who did that. Jennifer, you know anybody who does that sort of thing? Good
color
God.
Color their hair? No.
Oh, horrors. All right, let's say, speaking of Jennifer, who's on her tippy toes, she knows what's going on. Let's turn the attention to her and what she thinks is the lead story of the hour.
Well, this obviously is one of them for sure.
Yep.
And then part two of it is there was a showdown in Iowa yesterday that maybe you weren't aware of, but it was the day that President Trump and the leading candidate on the 2020 side, former Vice President Joe Biden, all ended up in Iowa. And so there was a lot of attention as to what they would say about each other and crowd size and all of this. The president was there.
Referred to as Clash of the Titans, I saw.
That's
that.
That's right. The president was in Iowa talking about renewable energy. He had a speech in the afternoon, and then in the evening he spoke to a group of Republican donors in Iowa and chatted with them. Joe Biden did a couple of events. He kind of crisscrossed the state earlier in the day and then gave a speech to a small group of supporters in the evening. And what was interesting is before Joe Biden actually even got to Iowa, a copy of his speech was leaked out. Now, I don't think it was by mistake. I actually think Joe Biden leaked this thing out on purpose. And in that speech, he mentioned President Trump 76 times. People already knew what he was going to say. He was going to have some really harsh words saying, not necessarily to focus on Trump's accomplishments, but to see that he is an existential threat to the to our country, to our republic. That's really the theme of what his speech was about, going against President Trump. But it had a lot of pundits, more than the conversation about what Biden said or what Trump said, it had a lot of people saying, are they choosing the right course strategically, just focusing on each other? Because this is still very early in the 2020 cycle for there to be two candidates. And so many are saying that Trump's actually helping Biden by focusing just on him, because it makes him look like the front runner to the whole group of people that he's running against. And Biden, they're saying, is making a kind of a mistake just focusing on the president, not focusing on all of the people that are running against him, since he's been criticized for kind of flip-flopping on the positions that he's taken over the past several years. I think strategically these guys are using each other. I think Joe Biden released that speech so that the president could see that he was talking just about him 76 times. He would be talking about the president to try to coerce the president into talking about him so that it eliminates everybody else from the race. I think these two are using each other to focus on each other so they don't have to focus on the 24 other people that are running. But kind of interesting to watch the tactic.
Does anyone really need to focus on the 23 other people or whatever?
Oh, I think they should.
Who really has, but who's really made traction, though? I mean,
I honestly think
in my group is talking about, as we're all Democrats, is Mayor Pete. But I don't think Pete has a shot in hell,
nope,
unfortunately.
Yes, not.
You know,
nope.
I still think that the candidate is going to be Kamala Harris. I do. In my gut,
nope.
I feel like that's where it's going.
Oh, well, if that's the case and Trump gets reelected, it won't take 5 seconds to figure that one out. All right, good information, good update, Jennifer. Thank you. This is a good discussion. Now let's talk about how you're feeling as you approach the day. Perhaps you're just getting started. If you are just getting started, you get up this morning, you don't feel so hot because you have aches here and pains there. And so let's see if we can help you out in that department with Sierra Sills Joint Formula 14. Why are you feeling achy when you've heard me last, three, four, 5 weeks? We've been talking about Joint Formula 14. Helps relieve stiff hips and hands. Bingo, like that. People have taken it following knee replacement surgery. I've had ankle troubles for years. There are all kinds of reasons to go to achefree.live, achefree.live, and get the details of their special offer for those of you who are DJVers. Free shipping. Let's get at it. Money back guarantee. That is, you will try Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sill at achefree.live, and you will feel the difference. You will feel better. You'll get results or your money back. Special deal right now, $27.99 for the $39 bottle of Joint Formula 14. The capsules are easy to take. And as I said, you'll start feeling, it worked in about 5-6 days. The hip problems that I have on the farm has exacerbated in the summertime, and I feel much better because I'm on this program. Achefree.live, get it for your pet as well. Most dogs have hip problems. This will ameliorate that deal as well. Achefree.live, Join Formula 14, use the code DJV.
Would Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Sound like NSYNC?
Finally.
Try that again, Doug. That sounds like NSYNC. And apparently, Lance Bass has confirmed the boys are considering a reunion. They're teasing that possibility anyway. Bass recently told Variety that the boy band that Jennifer loves will discuss the possibilities of a new project. Talks come following their mini reunion on stage with Ariana Grande out at Coachella. Quote, we haven't talked about what the next step is, but I know we'll sit down during the summer and figure it out. There are many, many things coming across our desk because of Coachella that we'd be stupid not to discuss. And look, yeah, he said. Coachella was incredible.
That's right.
And it was a big moment for NSYNC. So what do you think, Jennifer? Yes?
I'm NSYNC. All for this. I hope it's a Vegas residency. I'm ready.
Oh, and that's, yeah.
Joey's going through a divorce, so maybe he's got extra time.
What about Justin? Will he show up for this?
No. What?
Justin show up for this?
No, I don't think he will.
He won't. So what is it?
I think he could do like a one-off performance or something.
Maybe a one-off. Yeah.
Maybe to get it started.
Right.
No, but just start it. Anyway, but his fans thought it was a great idea, too. They're all over Instagram yesterday showing support for his fellow bandmates. So let's see what happens.
I'm okay with a Vegas residency as long as it turns into an actual tour afterwards, because I get kind of tired being in D.C. of everything being a Vegas residency.
To Vegas, Kara. Gotta go to Vegas.
But there's no way I can see every show in Vegas anyway. There's like 35 I want to see. I need all of them to go on tour.
I get tired if I want to do a White House visit, and I have to go to Washington, D.C. to do it. Got to come to Vegas. Come on.
All right. So that's the story from NSYNC. Lance Bass, who are the other members beside Timberlake?
Chris Kirkpatrick. He was the one that never quite fit. Although I saw him, he looks nicer now. Lance Bass, you have Joey Fatone, J.C. Chassé, and Justin Timberlake.
Joey Fatone. I forget about him.
And he's coming off being, what was he, second place or third place in the Masked Singer? And he was great. Really good. He sounded really good, too. So
yeah, Joey Fatone is one of the guys who's had a career the whole time. He's been in some movies. He's the announcer for Family Feud. He was on Masked Singer. He's done a lot.
He has his own hot dog line, right?
Yeah.
Fat one.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the announcer for Family Feud? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he still is, but he was for a long time.
Good for you to bring that one up. Right on the ball there. All right, next up, musically, Grace VanderWaal has announced a headlining tour, You Are So Beautiful. She was America's Got Talent winner, remember, Grace VanderWaal?
She's the youngest winner ever.
Yep. So
like
she's
13
out.
Or something.
How old is she now?
16, maybe?
No. Really?
17? No, she's not 17 yet. I want to say 16. Kara could probably Google that.
Let's listen. I want to hear her voice how it sounds. Crank it up here. A song called The Insanes. So, I guess the question is, has she got enough starch to do a 23-city tour? Which is all scheduled starting in Lexington, Kentucky on August 10th. Stops in major cities like New York, L.A., Chicago. Following the release of this single, You're So Beautiful, which will come out at the end of the month. She also released a single called Stay. Oh, I'm sorry. Is it Stay or Stray? Which is it?
Stray.
Stray, okay. Mm-hmm. She's been named one of Billboard's 21 Under 21 for three consecutive years, featured in Forbes 30 Under 30 last year, the youngest member to ever make the list. She completed a sold-out headline tour accompanied the Imagine Dragons as the supporting act on their North American Evolve tour. I've never heard of her before. They're very interesting. I guess I'm not paying enough attention to America's Got Talent.
She made kind of bigger headlines than the typical winner, I think.
Did she? Why? Because of her age?
Just because of her age, because she was really unique. She played ukulele, has a really cool voice. Everybody really got behind her. Yeah.
Huh. Tickets to the headline dates go on sale to the general public this Friday at 10 o'clock local time. That's the news for Grace VanderWaal fans, 28 after the hour.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Direct mail that's on target.
Staples Direct Mail Service can help you design your direct mail and open the door to new customers.
Bring in your own mailing list, or we'll help you build one based on location or demographics. We can handle everything from prep to delivery.
And now, get 20% back in rewards on your color printing. Direct mail, banners, presentations, and more.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 6/22/19, in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A suspect now under arrest for the shooting of baseball star David Ortiz in a Dominican Republic bar on Sunday night is facing charges of being an accomplice to attempted murder. That suspect was detained after the shooting and appeared in court late Tuesday. The man who fired the shot, though, is still at large. Comedian Jon Stewart pleading with lawmakers to reauthorize a fund that provides health care to 9/11 first responders. Stewart giving emotional testimony at a Capitol Hill hearing.
They showed us what was so worthy of our country, why it was so important for us to fight back. and I feel like I can never repay that.
The fund providing benefits to first responders and others dealing with illnesses related to the 2001 attacks is running short of money. Stewart angry that more lawmakers did not attend that hearing yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
After the hour now on the DJV program. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, who's here. Happy, she's going to say hi, too. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Toria Keelan is here. She's going to have an update for us on an important story in a moment. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm not sure what the outrage is over The Rock's Instagram photo of his daughter. Anybody get that? I think there was some concern about her. She's 3 years old being naked in the picture. Did you see anything about that? Or anybody get... Huh?
Nobody? I haven't heard anything about that. Yeah. I don't
her
know.
Daughter's name, his daughter's name is Jasmine. excuse me. Criticism of The Rock posted this picture of her swimming in the pool. She didn't have any... clothes on. Okay, so...
She's three?
I think she's three. Something like... Is that what... Oh, yeah, something like that.
You know,
I don't know. I haven't seen the picture, so I don't know if it's a big deal or not. But, you know, I'm a little tired of Instagram turning into naked baby social media platforms. It's like, stop doing that to your kid. A, no one wants to see a naked kid. And secondly, you're just setting your kid up for, these pictures are going to be around forever. You're setting your kid up for total embarrassment when he or she grows up. I don't get the appeal of the naked baby pictures.
Do you think people actually think it through that much? Just, okay, there's my kid's cute picture.
Well, yeah, should.
I mean, I guess I have a different take. I think that naked babies are cute, and I don't know.
Why?
Because they're little babies. I don't know. Like, if I've gotten pictures of my niece in the bathtub, would I put it on Instagram? No, because...
Well, that's different.
First of all, it's not my baby.
Right.
But I don't know. So I think that plenty of people... This sounds very weird to say. I was going to say enjoy that in their feed. I don't know. I think the bigger issue here is that sometimes you should keep personal things personal. I don't think kids... Like, if my parents had posted a naked picture of me when I was a baby, I don't think I would be embarrassed by that as an adult. Maybe it's different when you're the Rock's kid and lots of people are going to see it. But I don't know. I think that people are way too harsh on parents. And I think that if you post anything on social media when you're a parent...
Everything.
Yeah, I think people are going to tear him apart no matter what he does, if it's a naked picture of a kid or if it's another picture of his kid. I think that people are always going to be critical of that, so I think people make too big of a deal, but I don't know.
How old? Oh, I'm looking at his Instagram feed right now. There are no pictures.
It's not there
his,
anymore. He deleted it.
He took it down? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, he's got another child. Didn't he have one last year? He's got a baby about a year old with his girlfriend. Did he get married there yet?
No, this is the 2-year-old. He has another daughter who's like 18 or something like that.
Got it. Well, listen, to each his own. It's a controversy. It's a conversation, and that's why it's here on the DJV program. All right, Victoria, what do you find to be compelling here in this half hour?
Well, the women's national soccer team is in the spotlight this morning. Yesterday, they had their first victory in round one of the World Cup, and they beat Thailand 13-0. And they got some backlash for that. The Thailand players were in tears at the end of the game. They suffered the heaviest defeat in World Cup history. And there were a few people who were criticizing them on social media, saying that they didn't need to celebrate each goal every time that they scored. But Alex Morgan, who's the captain, said, you know what, every goal counts. And the reason that they ran up as many goals as they can is because they might need those points going into the later stages. So I think that this is just a case of people wanting to criticize America and Americans, but our team is awesome, and I don't think that they should be apologizing for beating Thailand 13-0. Why not? It is a strategy. This is a big deal, and the women's team, they want to win just like every other country. So I don't know that anyone else would have done anything differently. If you can score that many goals and rack up as many points as possible, why not?
Yeah, the other thing I saw, I had mixed feelings too when I first saw it. I was like, okay, that seems like a little bit of overkill. But one thing I did see is that for a lot of players, this is their first World Cup. And for them to get the opportunity to score a goal in the World Cup would obviously be pretty exciting for them. And so it seems kind of like just because the team they're playing against is pretty bad, and I think that team would have lost to any other team that's playing. I mean, the U.S. has won the World Cup before. They won the last World Cup. They're one of the best women's soccer team in the world. So I don't know, it seems kind of like mean to take that opportunity away from players who've never had the opportunity to play in the World Cup before.
Right, and why should we, I don't know, why should our girls say, okay, well, let's just, you know, sort of sit on our hands now, we've scored.
Because you're a loser.
Because you can't keep up with us, we're supposed to not put points on the board that we may need later on, because any other team that comes at us in the later stages, they would do the same thing. So I don't know.
The U.S. team, I think, is number one, and these girls were like number 30 or something, right? So there was no question that that the U.S. was going to annihilate them.
Right.
There are two sides to this story, yes. Whether it's life-ending or earth-shaking or whatever it is, the 13-goal win is a 13-goal win. There's a lesson to be learned here. And I'm not sure what the lesson is, frankly, because both of you made good points one way or the other.
I mean, this is professional at this point. You know, this is not like a courtesy game, you know, like little, you know, if you're playing and you're a bunch of little kids and you want to teach sportsmanship and things like that, that's totally different. And
youth
sports.
Right. Yeah.
But
exactly.
Whenever there's a professional men's team, let's talk about baseball. And there's somebody like routes another team.
Yeah,
we celebrate the fact that
Dodgers.
It was
22.
It was never a rout, so we should probably say the Dodgers beat the Red Sox 22-0. But we would celebrate the Dodgers for beating the heck out of the Red Sox.
Yep.
We would say, wow, look at that, and we'd put it all on social media. But when it's the women's team and they beat the heck out of them, well, they need to be more kind, and they shouldn't be doing this. Everybody's crying.
They were called disrespectful. It's like, really? We're disrespectful because we're good at what we do? That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. All right. Go for it. What's the latest on David Ortiz and the shooting? Two people have been arrested, I think, so far. I can't imagine there are many people who don't know the David Ortiz story, but if you don't, he was shot over the weekend down in the Dominican Republic. One of the stories is he was having an affair with the wife of a drug czar. Who knows what the real story is? He went to the hospital down there, had an operation. Red Sox sent a plane down, picked him up, brought him to Mass General, and
he had a second surgery at Mass General. And apparently he's up and walking around, so I guess he's doing okay.
Well, he's a big, tough guy anyway.
Big Poppy,
But we got a piece of your liver and a piece of your spleen. It's not very helpful.
he's walking, though. I heard he walked around for the first time, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's his story. Today, we celebrate here and elsewhere National Loving Day. So we can all celebrate our loved ones. National Loving Day happens every June the 12th. We honor the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in 1967 to strike down laws in a number of states in our country that banned interracial marriage. Decision. Can you imagine in 1967 you still couldn't marry in some states? If you were a white person, you couldn't marry a black person?
Well, you couldn't marry an Indian person or a Native American person. The interracial lines went all... It wasn't just black and white. It was any other race, which is just crazy how
we
got there.
Yeah. The decision was sparked by a court case, Loving versus Virginia, involving Richard and Mildred Loving, an interracial couple. They married in 1958, lived in Virginia. They returned home after the wedding, arrested when they got home. They fought back against the laws that forbid their partnership and won the right to be married. Can you imagine? Richard and Mildred's determination changed the lives of a lot of people in America, shaped the future of relationships in our country. So from June 12, 1967 onward, we here in America are no longer prohibited from marrying somebody. It used to be you couldn't marry someone outside of your faith, you know, and in some countries you can still not marry someone outside of your faith. So the Supreme Court decision, 16 states at the time, forbid interracial marriage. This is so shameful. It really is shameful. The podcast, the DJV Show podcast, is currently posted at djvshow.com. We talk about the latest updates from Ortiz and that shooting and all that stuff. Plus an update on the college admission scandal. And then we focus on the statement from American Airlines. They're not going to use the Boeing 737 MAX, at least. They may not even use them again this year. And may send them all back, cancel the order, or change the order to a different 737. All that stuff's being discussed at American, which is kind of interesting, actually. Then we talk about the shutdown of Columbine High School and whether or not to dismantle it. There are a lot of people who think it ought to be torn down. Not a bad idea. I guess we weighed that one way or another. We discuss also what we think is causing all the recent deaths of horses at the Santa Anita racetrack in California. So you can download these conversations and lots more every day. Rate, subscribe to the podcast if you want. Connect with us on social media at facebook.com/DJV Show or on Twitter at DJV Show. Download, and you can do this stream. You can listen live at DJVShow.com. All right, so we have we took care of the sports, right? So we probably time for us to get into the television report. James Corden, God, this guy, he figured it out, man, and he's on it. He has announced that the Late Late Show is heading across the pond again. How many years has he been doing this? 3-4 years? How long has he been doing the
Late Show? This is the third year that he does a week for England. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Last year, remember, he did it with Paul McCartney, and they went and toured Paul's house, and then they had that they were at that pub where the where everyone who was in the pub was surprised, and Paul McCartney came out and played for them. It was a huge thing for ratings too, but it was a big moment. Yeah.
So you wonder, didn't they make a special that played during regular hours for?
I think they did. Yeah, I think they did.
That's the case. Anyway, so they're going to be focused on a lot of the UK versus the US. In dodgeball, is that something? What I don't know much about dodgeball. I don't know what
you know. Take the ball and you throw it at somebody.
You have two teams, and if you get hit with the ball, you're eliminated.
Okay.
Yeah, but you throw a rubber ball. So you're not shooting someone.
So who are the people? He's got Michelle Obama on the team. Melissa McCarthy, Kate Hudson.
She's the captain of the American team. Yeah.
Really. And the British team, Harry Styles. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I know that's why Victoria sent the story. Harry Styles.
And you like Benedict Cumberbatch too, don't you? And I don't know who John Bradley is from Game of Thrones, but apparently he's on the team too.
And but the band leader that he has is a Brit called Reggie Watts.
Yeah,
right. So that'll be kind of fun. So Jennifer, what else do we have in the schedule for tonight?
Well, it is the night that the season premiere of Younger comes back to TV Land. Now, even though this hides out on TV Land's network, everybody really does seem to be giving some buzz to Younger. It's that story where the girl pretends to be a different age. Hilary Duff is in this one. The season premiere comes out tonight at 10 o'clock on TV Land. On Sci-Fi, you have a season premiere of Krypton. That's at 10 o'clock, focusing on Superman's granddaddy. How about that? And a brand new season premiere of Married at First Sight on Lifetime. On the networks tonight, Fox is kind of where it's at. At 8 o'clock, you've got MasterChef, a new episode with the top 20. Gordon Ramsay's there. And then Dick Wolf launches a brand new show. It's a series premiere of First Responders Live. That's at 9 o'clock on Fox. And it goes unscripted. So this is not one of his procedurals. This is unscripted with a night in the life series following real firefighters, police, and paramedics.
So the only network he doesn't have a relationship with at the moment is ABC. He's on NBC with the three Chicago shows. He's on CBS with the FBI show, and now he's on Fox.
Yeah.
And by the way, this guy is 74 years old.
He's doing great, and all of his shows are hits. And I'm excited now that I found out he's behind First Responders. I'll actually watch it and see how it is.
Yeah.
ABC is all new tonight with their game shows. They start at 8 o'clock with Pressure Luck, followed by Card Sharks at 9, Match Game at 10. CBS also new tonight. The Amazing Race is new at 8 o'clock, followed by NCIS, The Cases They Can't Forget. That's at 9 o'clock. That's a best of look at NCIS. Yeah. Jane the Virgin
Rocky
is new tonight
Carroll
on CW.
Is the host of that. That's it's pretty interesting, actually.
Yeah, 9 o'clock. Jane the Virgin is new. I mentioned to you Big Night on Fox, and then NBC has American Ninja Warrior. Big two-hour episode starts at 8 o'clock, and then at 10, they have a show called The In-Between, which is about life after death. You can check that out on NBC at 10 o'clock.
Do you lack the energy to tackle everyday tasks? Are you struggling to get back into shape? Are you having a hard time making love? This is something every time I talk about this on the air, I underscore the fact that more women are going to try to get a bottle of, you can get a free bottle of Nugenix to satisfy your need to be good at making love. How do I present that, ladies? Am I doing it tactfully enough? Is it okay?
I stopped breathing. I don't know.
You stopped breathing.
Doing fine.
All right.
Doing fine, Dougie.
Text FORCE to 321321. You get a free bottle of Nugenix. Help your performance. This is not just about boosting your confidence and libido and all that other stuff. It's good for your all-around general health. But high levels of testosterone play an important part in helping you preserve your energy, and so that's why a lot of women think getting Nugenix is a good idea. Get a free bottle. Text FORCE to 321321. Do it now while you're thinking about it at 10 before the hour.
Hi, my name is... name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Talk time on the DJV program. It's not a blog. This is the real thing, ladies and gentlemen. Victoria Keelan is here with me to bring us to Philadelphia for another big-time hacker story.
Yeah, well, this one hasn't really gone beyond local Philly news, I think, but now it's starting to get picked up as kind of an important tech story. Apparently, since May 21st, a virus has shut down Philadelphia's online court system, and essentially it's brought its network to a standstill. The problem started unexpectedly. Suddenly, no one had access to the system to file any legal documents, and now we know Baltimore is still dealing with that malware attack that happened a couple months ago. And so now in Philadelphia, the court shutdown is raising similar questions about how cities can protect themselves. The outage has now stretched on for a few weeks. Basically, attorneys have to file paperwork in person, and it raises a lot of difficult questions about who might be slipping through the cracks of the system here. The courts have attributed the problem to malware that was discovered on a limited number of computers, and then it spread. So then they just shut down the whole system to stop it from spreading further. There really isn't a whole lot of other information available. Officials say they've have a contract now with a cybersecurity firm that's looking into the problem, and the courts remain open in person. However, essentially no one can file any documents online or electronically, so all the lawyers and anyone who needs to file anything have to do it physically in court. Lawyers are doing paper filings. It's reducing the hours. They had to reduce the hours that documents can be accepted because now there's so much actual paperwork around, and so know, the people signing up for jury duty, that's all been messed up. The whole court website has been screwed up. They're on Twitter trying to help people literally figure out if they have jury duty or not by using Twitter.
Wow.
It's not a good system.
It's
really bad. Long lines, and people are missing deadlines, and especially in housing court, they said that that's where essentially the damage is really severe, because once the bank forecloses on your house, you have a certain number of days, I think it's 60 days, to file your response, and now some people are missing the deadlines. So the unexpected consequence of this, some people could lose their house because they haven't been able to file electronically. It's crazy. So if you're in Philly, hopefully you don't have any legal problems this morning.
Being in Philly is a problem in of itself, as far as I'm concerned. All right. Sony has announced they are not attending the 2019 Electronic Entertainment Expo. Let's find out why.
The Geek Out. Sony has announced for the first time in the event's history they will not be participating in this year's E3 gaming convention. In fact, they're not even holding their own annual PlayStation event later this year. So what's up with that? Well, the whole gaming industry is in a bit of an odd space. Manufacturers are due to birth next-generation gaming consoles, but gaming's become very fractured, with PCs becoming very inexpensive, mobile gaming more popular, and now cloud gaming, as Google is trying to prove out with its upcoming Stadia project. Sony will almost certainly release a PS5 in 2020, but in what form is still to be determined. The 2019 E3 should be very interesting, and we'll keep you posted on what happens here at the Geek Out.
What if new plans were no problem? Introducing the all-new Toyota RAV4 Limited. With cutting-edge technology and revolutionized style, it's ready to handle any what-if in your path.
Visit toyota.com/testmiles for more details, and thanks, Toyota, for your support.
Interesting twist on reality here from Amazon. Another way for them to get into your life is with this new credit card, which looks Victoria and I were just talking about the term underbanked and what that meant, so she'll do a good job, if you listen up for a minute, explaining what this is all about.
Yeah, Amazon is finding a way to get its rewards credit card in the hands of more people. They partnered with the banking company Synchrony Financial, and it's called the Amazon Credit Builder. It's a program that lends to shoppers with no credit history or those who have bad credit, and otherwise they wouldn't qualify for the Amazon loyalty cards. And so this new secured card has the same perks. It has 5% cash back on purchases, and it also it has all the same perks, essentially, as the Amazon store card, except that it is, it's a secured card. So if you make a $500 deposit, then you get a $500 credit limit. Now, the interest rate, obviously, is going to be high on this. It's 28.24%. It's pretty high. But the good thing is, though, you can actually graduate into the unsecured Amazon credit card once you've demonstrated that you can pay back your regular loan. And so it's a great thing. There are a lot of people in this country who are underbanked or unbanked, meaning they do not qualify or do not have a bank account. And then there are also, there's 11% of the U.S. population has a credit score that's below 550. That's considered in the bad credit area. And even worse, some have between 300 and 499. So this is all basically for them.
In other words, forget it. That's kind of, when you got that kind of a credit score, forget about it. 59 past the hour on the DJ.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.